You're with SBS Radio.
Magandang-magandang araw ng Linggo sa inyong lahat at syempre unang araw sa Tagsibolo Spring sa bahagi ng Australia o Land Down Under. At syempre sa programa ngayong umaga makakasama po ninyo ang inyong lingkod, Ana Lim Violata, at sasamahan tayo ng mga nagwagi o nanalo sa Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia 2019. Mga naggagandahan at nagsuot nila ang kanilang mga corona. Nung nakaraang linggo lamang, last week, the finals and the awarding for the Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia 2019 was held August 24. Yes, and kasama na po natin sila. I'll start from my left.
Hello, good morning. My name is Millie Valdez. I have was the special award like Classic Glamour Look 2019.
Thank Yay! You. Nakikita natin si Tita Milly sa karamihan ng mga community shows, di ba po?
Yes.
And next to her is Sabrina.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sabrina Andalis, and I'm the grand winner of Miss Glamour Look.
And grand winner for Mrs. Glamour Look?
Yes, that's right. My name is Dory Williams. I live in Buklos. I'm happily married, and I get 2 children.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Doesn't look like. And second to the last is on my right. Yes.
Good morning. My name is Rita Manchin. I live in Middleton Grange. I won the second runner-up for Mrs. Glamour.
Yes, and last but not the least.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Lowe. I'm from Summer Hill, and I'm the second runner-up in the Miss category.
Yes, but altogether, George, ilan ang nanalo?
Altogether is 5 misses and 3 miss. But eventually, only the Miss Glamour Look and the Mrs. Glamour Look grand winner is the one going to the Philippines to compete for international.
Si George po, siya ang pangunahing, sabi nga ay, punong abala at nag-organize ng Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia. Pero mamaya alamin pa natin ang iba pang mga kaganapan at paano nabuo ang Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia pagkalipas ng ilang mga paalala.
Ang Pasko ay sumapit, tayo ay mga tsiawit ng magagandang himig. Dahil sang Diyos ay pag-ibig, nang si Kristo ay isilang, may 3 haring nagsibangon, at ang bawat isa ay nagsipaghandog ng tanging alay.
Yan ay unang, sabi nga, unang Christmas carol na ating ipapatugtog sa ating programa dahil sa Pilipinas. Karaniwan, unang araw pa lamang ng Setyembre, maririnig na ang unang tugtugin para sa Pasko dahil sabi nga ang mga Pilipino ang pinakamahaba ang selebrasyon ng Pasko at sasabayan natin ang Pilipinas sa kasiyahan. And nakita natin dito sa studio, they were dancing. It gives you the happy mood.
Yes.
Hearing that song.
Yes.
Yes. Sa mga misses, what do you remember about Christmas in the Philippines? Tita Milly.
Christmas in the Philippines is good. Family reunion, something like that.
Mm.
From Australia, they go to the Philippines to have Christmas holidays. Masaya.
Masaya. And Mrs. Glamour Look?
The best Christmas all over the world, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And Rita?
The best Christmas around the world, and it's just like a family reunion. And everybody's, you know, no matter what they have to prepare for the visitors coming in, get together.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kimberly, have you experienced going to any Filipino Christmas celebration?
Actually, yes. Last year, I had my first boodle fight on Christmas Eve. So that was really fun.
Wow. So you use your hands to eat?
Yeah. So much seafood and so much food.
Yeah. That's how Filipino Christmas is. But since nandito tayo sa programa, you're all here in the program and you just recently won Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia. Let's start with Tita Millie. Is this your first time to join a beauty pageant, or you've been joining before?
I've been joining before, and I'm enjoying to join again the Glamour Look Australia 2019, and I'm proud of myself as a woman to join in the pageant.
It doesn't matter what age, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And syempre sa nanalo, how do you feel winning the crown?
I'm so happy. Winning Mrs. Glamour 2019 is the best thing ever happened to me. I'm so glad I win so I can help elderly people in the Philippines.
And Miss Rita?
This is my first time to join on the pageant. I was so excited because I believe that's why I'm join on the pageant, because I need to do something that I can just to help our fellow in the Philippines, especially children abandoned, you know, and the elderly people as well, and whatever we can provide and support, just raising money for the charity, is pretty good.
How about you, Kimberly? Is this your first time to join a pageant?
Yes, I never thought about pageants before until I went along one day, and it was for charity. There was a lot of charity work, and I liked that, and the environment was really beneficial. It was very supportive, and it was great to encourage me for my confidence and self-esteem, so it was really good.
How about having this Filipino ladies with you in the pageant?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was a ridiculous amount of fun. The whole 2 months leading up to it, it was a lot of laughing and craziness. It was good.
Balikan lang natin, George. Off-air, you were mentioning how this is the second year of Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia. But how did it begin?
It began this year because that my daughter Chantel Torres is the grand winner of Miss Australia Glamour Look 2018. Now the owner in the Philippines, while we are there in the Philippines, Chantel competing international, the owner in the Philippines asked me if I want to run the pageant here, the Miss and Mrs. Glamour here in Australia. And I said to him, look, sound like it's very stressful, this one. So can I ask my three friends to ask my three friends first if they can help me of this? Yes, I want to do it, but yeah, I need help because I can't run this by myself. Yeah. So I asked Edna Crow and Malu Bautista and Jemma Marks. They said yes. They're willing to run it. That's why here we are. We run, and it's very successful event. And these ladies and Miss, they very, very supportive to the pageant. That's why the pageant goes really well.
For you, Sabrina, is this your first time to join?
Yes, this is actually my first time joining. I actually came last year and watched. So it was so different to watch from the audience and actually doing it and winning. So I'm so grateful.
So how many candidates were there for the Miss Glamour Look?
The Miss Glamour Look is 5 of them. The Misses is 6 of them. Normally, we got 7 Miss and 9 Misses. But some of them give up because the stress that they they're doing. They said it's too stressful, so they give up, you know?
Yeah, I'm not into pageants. I haven't joined anything, but like practicing, I think, like during rehearsals is very time-consuming, isn't it?
Yes, because when you go into the pageant, you have to put yourself in it, because if you don't, that's what you fail. You know, pageant is you have to commit yourself to the pageant, because to do the practicing, coming early, because all these mommies and miss, they know that I give them a score. for coming early to the practice and coming early all the time, whatever we do.
Because that's commitment to the passion.
Yes, they have to commit. I told them that on the first of beginning when I when they apply to be a candidate, I told them already about what's happening. If you can commit, you commit. Because if you don't, you're just wasting your time and you're just losing points. Because all the things that we does over here is by point until the day of the grand coronation is.
Mm.
So...
What were the criteria during the pageant night?
Well, the pageant night is, they got five categories. Is the best in gown, best in rebwe, best in national costume.
Is there a talent?
No. The talent, I get rid of that talent. Supposedly we have talent.
It will add stress.
Yeah, but... You know, when they go to overseas, that's what they're going to have a talent.
Mm.
In overseas, apparently, they have a talent. I got five misses competing this September in the Philippines. They is the misses from last year.
Mm.
So,
including the grand winner to this
yes,
year.
Yes. Because the misses, they got five categories. The miss is only one.
Yeah.
Right. So some of the misses joined the pageant last year is already in the Philippines doing the practice,
yeah,
having a
rehearsals and
rehearsals
everything.
And all these things. Yeah.
Mm. Since you are competing, Sabrina and Dory, for the title internationally, what do you think will be your talent, Sabrina?
My talent will be dancing, of course, probably in Hawaiian.
Yeah, sure. That would require you more practice, isn't it?
Yeah, practice and training.
Are you really into dancing?
Yes, I've been dancing since I was four.
Wow.
She's good.
She's you have to teach all of us
and the
here.
The teacher is behind you.
Yeah, got it from my mom, my
the
loving mom.
The beautiful mom.
Yes, yes.
The Hawaiian Polynesian.
And Dory, what do you think you'll be
Maybe
doing?
Maybe dancing. I will try my best. I'm not into dancing so much, but I'm gonna try my best. It's still 1 year, so I can try.
And who else is going for the Mrs. Glamour Look? Anyone aside from Dory?
The Miss Glamour Look, and the Miss Glamour Look is on
March
2020, and the Mrs. is on September 2020.
Mm, so
yeah.
You got lots of time to prepare for
yes.
the misses, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And as well for the 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you have questions during the pageant night?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
And that's that's what they, especially the misses, that's what they worry about. I said, no, just enjoy yourself. Just listen to the question.
Yeah.
And answer it.
Yeah. Can we have the questions here? Like, we'll start with Tita Mili. What was the question you had? And what was your answer? Just to share to our listeners.
The question was, how do you tell someone negative perspective in on pageantry?
Mm, and what was your answer?
My answer was, in that question, it's loss of confidence,
yeah,
a lack of self-esteem. And in the positive way, I said, I am proud of myself to stand here in front of everybody, that to attend the pageant, because pageant is good to exhibit talents and passion.
Wow.
That's all I
have. And for you, Sabrina?
My question was, what is my goal in life and why? My answer, I said, if I could establish myself as a dancer, as well travel the world as a flight attendant, then I'll be the happiest person in the world.
Wow. You're going to be traveling the world, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. And Dory?
My question was, what makes you unique? I just answer like... being unique is to be just by myself.
Like being like yourself.
Being myself. Yeah, and to be in that competition, it was like a big biggest experience in life for me. That's it. Thank you.
Rita, what was your question?
My question is, how do you adapt a digital world?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's hard.
It's hard a little bit. But it's hard. I get nervous, but I just have a little bit of answer and manage a bit. My answer is just like, because of the social media, it's easy to communicate family and friends easily. And at this, having a, adapt digital world skill always change rapidly or easily.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Kimberly?
I can't exactly remember the question. I know it was about giving advice or advice that someone's given to me. And I just remember saying, be yourself and be kind. So, I mean, the whole time on stage, it'll go so fast. You've got lights and quick costume changes and everything at the end of it. You kind of forget what happened.
Mm. I know it's a big preparation to join a pageant, but how did you overcome the stress and the nerves on the actual night? We'll start with Kimberly.
For me, I think it's just because we had a lot of rehearsals and we had a lot of people backing us and giving us the confidence throughout. So by having such a big team behind us, we kind of knew we could do it that way. Well, that was what it was for me.
Yeah. Rita?
At that night is just really, my nerve is really,
It's there.
It's there. So I said, I have to think, you have to do it, fun, and be yourself.
Mm. Dory?
And,
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just enjoy it and I try my best. That's it.
Sabrina?
On the night, I just told myself to be calm, just stay calm and just do my best because that's all I can do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tita Mili?
Just have go with the flow.
Yeah.
Everything is all right. And just, just enjoy in that state.
Mm. I know that Sabrina and Dory will be going to the Philippines for the international pageant. We will talk about how are you going to prepare and what assistance will George will be giving to you. Makalipas po ang ilang paalala. At sa ating pagbabalik sa programa, syempre patuloy natin kasama ang ating mga nagagandahan na Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia 2019. At kanina sinabi natin sila ay magtutungo para sa international competition at ngayon na alamin natin, apat sa ating mga kasama ngayong araw na to ay for sure pupunta sa Pilipinas para sa international competition. But prior to the competition itself, the winners will go to the Philippines to do the charity.
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell us about that, George?
The winner, the Miss and Mrs., actually, the grand winner of Miss, Sabrina, she won both the Miss and Miss Charity Queen.
Wow.
And Doris, the winner of Mrs., she won the Mrs. and the Charity Queen. That's why...
You got two sashes.
Yeah. They got... actually, Sabrina got 9 sashes. The Mrs., she got 10.
Wow, that's
sashes,
a lot.
Yeah. They got 2 crown, the grand winner and the charity queen, and 2 trophies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the charity that you know the details now, Sabrina?
Yes, I'm visiting 2 Blues of Angels.
Well, they're going to House of Angel. The House of Angel is the abandoned kids in the Philippines, and the other one is Blue Whale Mission. This is abandoned elderly people. Yeah, this is what I got from Philippines, and this is what we done last year in the Philippines. That's why I put it on this Miss and Mrs. Glamour. That we got, this is what we're gonna help in the Philippines. Now, if we get more money later on, we can help the Australian kids and Australian oldies too.
Yes.
You know, So we think about that.
Yeah. Sabrina, how much were you able to raise?
How much money was able to raise?
Forgot, mommy?
I forgot.
But it must be big because she won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Miss Dory? Do you remember?
I really don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
because
don't remember
I just
body, right?
Spot it on, yeah. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah. In total, George, how much were raised?
Well, Sabrina...
like for the whole pageant?
The whole pageant, we raised about, I think it's about...
10 grand?
More than that.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember because...
Because you're giving that more, away, yeah?
Yeah.
It doesn't go to your pockets.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that money is not going to go on our pocket. It's going to go in the Philippines.
That's why you forget it, because it won't go to your bank accounts.
And plus, on four of us, I'm not holding the money. That's why I don't know about the money. I'm only worried about this... I'm worried about these candidates.
Yeah.
This
money doesn't matter here.
Yeah.
As long as you give that to charity.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we. That's why I done this pageant, because of that. Like I said, we went to the Philippines and I saw how they live, these elderly people over there in Blue Whale Mission. I saw it the way they live there. And they need
help.
Mm. Even the abandoned kids. We went there, and I know they need help. That's why. That's to me. I'm gonna put that on mind. It's a legacy of my thing. That's why I'm doing this pageant.
Yeah, the international pageant is in March for Sabrina, and for Rita, Dory, and Millie is in September. How are you guys preparing? How will you prepare? More practice? More walk? We start with Mrs. Grand Glamour Look.
More training.
Yeah.
Keep on practicing on walking and practicing for dancing.
Yes, that's for your talent, right? Yeah. Miss Rita?
More practice, be confident and... you know, make it sure that remember what you learn.
Yeah.
So get the nervous out of your nerves. So you be confident and calm.
Yep.
Yes.
Millie?
Practice again.
Yeah.
Practice again and enjoy to join.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Sabrina?
Just to be more confident and know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Are you studying at the moment?
No, I'm not studying at the moment, but I did do a flight attendant course, so I can look for a job in that.
Yeah. And I was asking that because I was about to ask, how do you manage studies and everything? So, yeah. Since it's Father's Day, at dahil narito na rin lamang ang ating mga panauhin, papabatiin natin sila ng Happy Father's Day o kanilang message sa kanilang mga natatanging ama. And Kimberly wants to start with the greetings or with the message.
So Happy Father's Day, Eric. I hope Phoenix and Jamie are spoiling you and you're having fun.
Are they at the park?
They are. That was the plan.
Yeah. Rita?
Happy Father's Day. I don't have any fathers at them right now. She's in heaven.
Yeah.
But for sure, she would be happy and what I be successful
Yeah. Dory?
Happy Father's Day to my dad in heaven. He's already there. And also happy Father's Day to my husband for our two sons.
Yeah, that's your
greeting. Thank you for the big support.
Yeah. Sabrina?
Hey, Dad. Happy Father's Day, Dad. I know you're at work at the moment, but I just want to say thank you so much for everything you've done for me, especially driving me everywhere, and to all the fathers out there.
Yes. And Tita Millie?
I don't have a father anymore. He's
in heaven.
So happy Father's Day to my hubby, Victor Valdez. Hope you hear me today and the radio SBS. Happy Father's Day. Thank you.
And syempre, bilang panghuli natin, pageants nowadays have changed. It's not just about the looks and how you walk, how you carry yourself on stage, but it's more of a platform
in giving or in charities now, especially it has the Miss Charity side of it, isn't it? And it doesn't matter what age you are. So ano yung advice ninyo? What advice can you give to those women thinking or doubting that, no, I won't be able to join even if I want to? What can you say to them? Let's start with Tita Mili.
I don't know how to say, but for me, any age can join.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up to 60 plus, I think.
Doesn't matter what age.
Okay. Yeah. Just enjoy life. Thank you.
Sabrina?
My advice will be is just to really be confident. And if you're motivated and you're determined, you can do whatever.
You can put your mind to it, yeah. Yes. Dori?
For me, my advice is we can try. Anyone can try it. Let's go for it.
Yeah. Rita?
For me, it's just like do it. And if you think that you can do something that to make, you know, our fellow people to help them. And so there is something to remember.
Yeah. Kimberly?
I think for anyone that makes us a skeptic of it, you have to try it. Because I would say beforehand, I probably would have been. But now I think it's the best thing for anyone to do. Because you look at yourself on the outside, but also on the inside and kind of question all your beliefs and morals. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you win or lose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, everyone won something. Yeah. So everybody, that's the thing. Everybody's got something special about them. And the competition encourages that.
And it doesn't matter which sash is on your chest. It's the heart of the competition, isn't
it?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And we've all raised money in different ways for the charity.
Yeah.
So by the ticket sales or sponsors. So it's definitely doing some good somewhere for someone that needs it.
And George, para sa mga nag-iisip na for next year, sumali, where can they get information from about Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look Australia?
You can have a look on Facebook. Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look is all over Facebook. We got all our names and telephone number there. You can Google it, Miss and Mrs. Glamour Look. You can join on that thing. You can call us and ask us a question. Ask us the what involve and what's anything that you can ask for the pageant.
But initially for the application, what is needed to be submitted?
The application is the Miss is from 17 to 28.
Yeah.
The Mrs. is from 28 to whatever.
You know? Doesn't matter.
As long you can go to the stage.
You can walk
and things like that. We give them a special award.
Yeah.
You know, whoever wants to join next year, you can call us and inquiry. Actually, I got a lot of inquiry already for next year, the Miss and Misses. So we are starting to get the candidate now. The application is on. Just ring us up and we can talk to you.
Maraming salamat sa pagbisita ninyo sa amin dito sa programa. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Happy Father's Day to all the father all over Australia.
Happy Father's Day.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.